Simon Tov Kuf Pei Gimel. Dvarim Shenogin Lechol B'Leil Rosh Hashanah. This Simon discusses what is known in Eretz Yisrael as the Rosh Hashanah Seder. In America, I don't remember that this was made into such a to-do, but in Eretz Yisrael this is a very big thing. Dvarim Shenogin Lechol B'Leil Rosh Hashanah. To eat certain fruits, certain things at the Suda Leil Rosh Hashanah for a Simon Tov. This is actually based on a Gemara in Krisus. This is a Gemara. This is not, wasn't invented in the kindergarten. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us at the end of Sif Katan Hey, Vinei kol elu hainyanim osin hakol l'simen tov. All this is done for a siman tov, v'lachem pshita. He says, certainly, if we're going to have, eat different foods that are going to, their names are going to represent different brachos and tefillas that we're going to ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu for, Pshita, he says, she'izar ma'osh v'yichos b'yom ha'elu. A person should be very careful not to get angry during Rosh Hashanah, Saras Machuva, Milvad Godel ha'isr, aside from the tremendous isr of getting angry, de'ishiyel ha'simen tov. Just like we don't want to have an angry year. Rakiya sameach libo, he should be happy in his heart. U'batuach v'ashem ima tshuva u'maisim tovim. He should do tshuva, Maisim Tovim, and then he should experience a confidence and a simcha during these days. Let's start the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Aleph says, Yehei Adam Ragil Le'achal B'Rosh Hashanah. We should be accustomed to eating the following things on Rosh Hashanah. Ruvya. What's Ruvya? Dehainu Tilson. I saw that translated as fenugreek. Karti, leek. Silka, beets. Tamri, dates. Kra, gourd. Or pumpkin. Ukisha yocha, when we eat these things, ukisha yocha ruvya, a person eats the ruvya, yomar, he should say, hiratzon, shiyirbu zchuyo seinu. That's for the ruvya. Ruvya, yirbu zchuyo seinu. We should be zocha to many zchuyos. Here the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkot and Beis, hiratzon afanecha, Hashem, elokai, velokai, avasai, shiyirbu zchuyo seinu. To say it with the Shem Hashem. Because of El Yerabba B'Shem Shlo, Yisorer Adam B'Tshuva, when a person says these tefillas, again, it's not just for the kids, it's for himself, he should be Misorer B'Tshuva, V'Yispala Azeb B'Lev Sholem, he should daven with B'chol Kavan also, daven, these are real tefillas, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should daven. Pisklei Tshuva brings down that many kehilos are knowing not to say Shem Hashem over here, as the Mishnah Berurah tells us we can do, say Lekein of Hashem, Lekein of Lekein of Aseinu. Many kilas are knowing not to say Shem Hashem. The Minig Yerushalayim is to say Hiratzom Lefnei Avinu Shebashamayim. I think I saw that Rosh Hashanah Zalman, at the first fruit, he would say, as the Mishnah Berurah says over here, and after that he would say Lefnei Avinu Shebashamayim. Why? He says, Mi'ikir Adin, you can do as the Mishnah Berurah says, but since when you say Shem Hashem, you're supposed to have Kavanah is for the Shem Hashem, and we don't excel in the Kavanah department, Bizman Hazeh, therefore he felt it was better. Is this a din in the first night or the second night as well? So, here the Pisgah Teshuvah brings down that Alpi Nister, it's not knowing the second night, and they bring down that Rosh Hashanah Zalman did it the first night with the whole ceremony, and the second night he also did it, but without the ceremony. Lo Be'esek, the Lashon brought down with the Svarim is. Lo be'esek kevelel risha. Okay. Again, ukeshayocha ruv yomor yomai hiratzon shiirbu zchuyosenu. Karti, when he eats his karti, his leek, yichrasu son enu, our enemies should be destroyed. Silka beats yistalku aivenu, our enemies should go away. Tamri, yitamu son enu, our enemies should end. Kra, yikra gzardinenu, v'yikra'u lefanecha zchuyosenu. Our gzardin should be ripped up, and only Zchuyos should come in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu who is sitting on the Kisei Hadin on Rosh Hashanah. Hagav yesh nogin lechol tapuach matok v'dvash. There's a minig to dip the apple in the honey, make a bracha loud and clear. Shana tova u'masuka, have a happy, sweet new year. V'omer titchadesh aleinu shana mituka v'chein nogin. V'yesh ochlem rimonim, v'omrin nirbud zchuyos k'rimon, v'noagin lechol basar shamein, v'chol minei mitika. We know egg to have Rimon, and to say we should be zochet to zchuyos like a Rimon, they say that there are 613 seeds inside, like the mitzvahs, and we know to eat basar shemein and other things because it is, again, it is yontif, and there is a mitzvah of simchas yontif. The Berhetev here in Sifkot and Gimel points out, Marashal received from his grandfather not to eat fish on Rosh Hashanah, k'dei lama'et ta'avosto b'mikzas davar. That a person should take away some of his taivas because it is Yom HaDin, even though it's Yontif, to take away something that he enjoys eating, something to lessen some of his taivas. And then he brings down the Radakos of the Esh Lachol Dagim, Dafku, we should eat fish, the Pharaohs of the Rabbos Kedagim. That Dagim are also a siman, that we should be Zochat to have many children like the fish. But we shouldn't cook them in chomet. There's an idea not to eat spicy and sour foods on Rosh Hashanah. The Mishabura says that in Sefkat and Hay also, not to cook with chomet, with vinegar. So, Rosh Hashanah points out that even though we seem to be given an order over here of eating the foods, that the dinim that appear in Simin Reish Yud Aleph of Kedima Brachos apply over here as well, and a person should start with Ha'et comes before Hadama, and within the Ha'et, the Shivat Taminim comes before others. Could be, Pesach Shuvah brings down Teres HaNister from the Hasidim, that maybe they're not knowing that way for other Nister Dika reasons, but Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that we should go with the Nigwa and make the Bracha first on the Shivat Taminim that come first in the Pasuk. Tamar is the Dvash, so that's second to the second Aretz that comes before Rimon, Chitah, Sarag, Gefen, Tena, V'Rimon. So the number two to the second Aretz comes before number three or four or five to the first Aretz. Here, just Agav, I hear an interesting word from Rav Chizkiyahu Nevinzal. What does it mean, Yirba Zchiyos Seinu K'Rimon? We should have a lot of Zchiyos like the pomegranate. He says, Mamanoshach. If a person does a lot of mitzvahs, he has a lot of Zchiyos. If he doesn't do a lot of mitzvahs, he doesn't do a lot of Zchiyos. How is a shayach to ask we should be zochet to have a lot of zchuyos k'rimon? Your zchuyos are connected to your mitzvahs. So he said, I don't know if he was quoting his father or not. Just tell me he was. I think he was quoting his father. He said, what the pshat is that the mitzvahs that we do, we should be zochet to have more zchuyos than mitzvahs. It means, he was giving an example. I gave him a big yashakoch and told him how I used his new sefer on Hilchos on Inyone Shavuos. So that's what he said. You do a mitzvah, you put out a sefer. If a lot of people read it, so you're zocha to a lot of the zchuyos from one mitzvah. So what then? A person acts properly, puts on a Kiddush Hashem, and people therefore want to imitate him, and he's makarif people by acting like a Ben Torah. So he did ten mitzvahs, but those 10 mitzvahs were mashpia on other people, and therefore he's zocha to many more zchuyos than just those 10 mitzvahs would normally give him. Okay, that's nice word. Okay. Sif Beis. Ochlim Rosh Keves, Lomar Nihiel Rosh Lolo Zanav. Minig is to eat the head of a sheep and say we should be zocha to be like the head and not the tail. Vezecher le'elo shel Yitzchak, to remember that Kedis Yitzchak, the ayel that Avram brought in the place of Yitzchak. This is also brought down from the Gaonim. They bring down that Rav Shlomo Zalman, when he was younger, he said that they used to actually have a sheep's head, but when he got older, he was knowing, since it was not so accessible, he would have a fish head. I've never seen a sheep's head on a Rosh Hashanah table. I think Sfardim are knowing like this, but most Ashkenazim, I believe, go with the fish head. Agah, note, says the Ramah, Yesh medaktikim shelo lechol egozim. People are knowing not to eat nuts. She egoz begematria chet. The gematria of egoz is sin. Ve'od shein marbin kicha v'niya umavat lematfila. They lead to a lot of phlegm, and that can be distracting during one's davening. And therefore, we do not eat egozim on Rosh Hashanah. The Holchim El Hanahar, the Ramah here tells us about the minig of St. Tashlich. The Holchim El Hanahar, the Omer Postik, the Tashlich, Vintulos Yam, Kol Chataseinu, we should throw into the ocean all of our sins. Here the Ramah said, the Mishabur tells us in Sifkat and Chas, V'lomar tashuv to rachamina. We ask Hashem to have rachamim on us. Why dafka? By water. Mishum de'isa b'medrish. She'over Avram Avinu ad savara b'mayim. Avram Avinu went up to his neck in water. K'shehalach la'kriv al gabi mizbeach. When he went to do the akedah. V'omar hoshia kibo mayim ad nofesh. Va'anu osim zazeicher la'akedah. We do this to be ma'orer the zchus of akedah tzitzchak on Yom Adin. And there's a minig Indian that there should be live fish there. I actually, my rebbeim when I was younger in high school and earlier, they used to scream against tashlich because it was such a big social scene. They used to tell me better not to do it, and that's sort of been a little bit mashpi on me. And in fact, I saw it with Shlomo Zalman. They bring down Halicha Shlomo that he used to say in Yerushalayim it's hard to find water, so in yeshiva they go down to Silwan. And Shlomo Zalman used to go to a bor mayim that they had in the Shari Chesed neighborhood. And even after there was no longer used and there was no more water in the bor, he would continue saying tashlich by the bor. One time he was on his way to the bor and he saw that it was a social scene. He saw that there was priestess there, and he went to the chatzer beit haKnesset. He went to the shul. He filled up a washing cup with water and he said over there his tashlich. However, the next year when they cleaned up the priestess, so Shlomo Zalman went back to the bor, the empty bor, and continued saying his tashlich by the empty bor that used to have water. When the first Dominicus to do tashlich on the first day, they say you could do it until Hoshana Rabbah. The first day of Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos. Most people are knowing to go on the second day. And the Ramah concludes with another din, v'chein gam no'agin shelo lishon b'yom Rosh Hashanah u'minag nachonu. There's a minag not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah, and that is an appropriate minag. So here, Mishabur tells us in Sifkat and Tess, shelo lishon mishum de'itza b'yushalmi, because the Gemara, this is Yerushalmi, it tells us not to sleep, we shouldn't have a sleepy year. Mishabur continues, v'arizal omar, she'acha chatzos mutter lishon, after chatzos you're allowed to sleep. She'kvar nis'orer ha'malach ha'idei tfilis u'tkiyas. The malach was already nis'orer through our tfilis and tkiyas. U'bach kosav she'aram ha'yoshim v'rosh Hashanah. The Ram used to, probably the Ram, Maharam Ruttenberg, used to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. Now the Mishabur continues, the Yoshev Batul Ki Yashin Dami, a person who sits around doing nothing is like he's sleeping. Of course, a person who sits around and speaks Lashon Hara and other things is worse than sleeping, better to sleep. Vayim v'chayodim shekosav da'achar ha'achila yikva atzma l'limud, a person should learn after he eats on Rosh Hashanah. Yimrosho kovet alav, and if he's very, very tired, yisham ha'at, he should sleep a little bit. Look down at the bottom, shara tzion, oif yud, debemokom adchak, levade nucha lismoch, al hanhoga saram. Certainly, b'shas l'tzak, a person is very exhausted, he needs to take a nap, he should do that. Im iev shalom b'loza, if he can't not nap, he needs a nap. Yesh nogin digma kol tehillim. There's a minhag to say all of tehillim. So here I saw that the Pisrei Tshuvas brings down that the real din and the kavona Yerushalmi in telling us not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah was referring to after alos hashachar. One should not be sleeping after alos hashachar. Which means, even if you're davening nates, maybe if you're davening nates, you get up before Alos HaShachar, maybe. So, Halicha Shlomo brings that from Shlomo Zalman, that we are not knowing like that Yerushalmi. He said that was referring to people who always used to get up before Alos. So if you always get up before Alos HaShachar, so it's inappropriate on Rosh Hashanah to be sleeping after Alos. But for us, that we're accustomed to always be asleep after Alos HaShachar, it's very 3, 4 in the morning. So therefore, this doesn't apply to us, and a person can continue sleeping until it's normal time to get up. Certainly, it's better for a person to get up earlier, get up before Alos, daven nates, and then go sleep in the afternoon, because the ikur din is not to sleep after Alos. Shlomo Zalman says we don't have to be makbid on that, but I wanted to ask this Shaila. I wanted to daven nates on Rosh Hashanah to give my wife a chance to go to shul, but if I'm going to daven nates, I'm going to need a nap. And Rav Nemzal said that was fine. And I also saw that brought down in Pisrei Tshuvas, that it's better to get up earlier and sleep in the afternoon, because the real din of the Yerushalmi anyway is referring to sleeping in the morning. And anyway, we have the Maharam to rely on, b'makom adchak, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, and the Sharet Zion tells us. The second day of Rosh Hashanah is harbe yoter kal, is much more makel in terms of the sleeping than the first day. Okay, it's always better to be learning. And if a person needs a nap, take a nap. Better than, you know, go to the Beis Medrash, learn, rest in the Beis Medrash. But certainly one who needs a nap has on whom to rely here in the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharetzim.